Erev Tov. I prefer to speak in Hebrew, but you know, I'm here, so I speak in English. It's a very big honor for me to be here. Rabbi Eisenberg spoke before. I met him in Ben Yehuda, and he tried to describe what's going on here. And I can tell you that just after, I think, few months, I start to understand what he told me, because until you're not here, you don't understand what's going on. As you know, until you don't go to Israel, you have no idea what's going on in Israel. So it's probably the same. But I'm very happy to be here. It's very more than pleasure to speak with you about Inyanei Deyoma, Land of Israel, Sefirat HaOmer. My goal today is try to understand everything is bidiavad, because when Land of Israel, State of Israel came up in 1948, nobody planned it's going to be during Sefirat HaOmer. We have Ben Gurion, said what he says. We know it's happened in Hei Beyar, or in May, or whatever you want, it's how it depends how it goes during the year. And nobody planned it's going to be during Sefirat HaOmer. So now, when we try to understand if there is any connection between Sefirat HaOmer, all this count of the Omer, and Independence Day of Israel, Yom HaAtzmaut, everything is bediavad. But still, even though it's bediavad, I think there is a bediavad, it's like we know just afterwards it happens. We cannot plan it. Right? Ben Gurion was not a religious guy. So he didn't say, L'shem Yichud Kutcha, Brichud, L'ze, and Ayom, 26 Yom La'Omer. He doesn't care about it even. But we, if we are believe that the state of Israel, all this nation, it's huge, huge miracle that Ribono Shel Olam gives us, and it's not just another land or another nation. So I think we need to try to give to ourselves explanation why it happened in those days. By the way, it can be also an answer why is Yom Yerushalayim, it's happened in the same during time of Sefirat HaOmer. So my goal tonight is try to understand if there is any connection between Yom HaAtzmaut and Sefirat HaOmer. So I want to finish my shiur right now and say, yes, there is a connection. Okay? I think there is a connection. It's not just me, also my rabbis. And if also we will going to figure it out during the source sheets, don't be afraid, it's not so much, it just looks like. But, yes, there is a connection. There is a very deep connection between Sefirat HaOmer, all those days that we have right now, and Yom HaAtzmaut. And this is my goal, and I want to prove it. So to start to prove it, first of all, I think we have a few steps to do, a few levels. First level, we need to understand what's the meaning of Sefirat HaOmer. What's this issue? We stand every night, we count another day and another day, and my kids remind me, and this year it was April, and the Sefirat HaOmer is the same, so my son remind me, it's April now, it's 25, it's the Omer, it starts to drive me crazy. I said, let's take one number and decide what we are going to do. You cannot make me confused every time. So this is our first level. Our second level is to understand what's the meaning. What's the meaning of State of Israel? And after we understand those two levels, we try to do the combination and the connection between them. Okay? So I want you to see in page number 2, after you see the flag, if we try to understand what the issue of Sefirat HaOmer, where we see it in the first time in the Torah. וידבר השם אל משה לאמור, in ספר ויקרא, in book ויקרא, דבר אל בני ישראל ואמרת עליהם, כי תבואו אל הארץ אשר אני נותן לכם, וקצרתם את קצירה, והבאתם את עומר ראשית קציריכם אל הכהן. When we doing ספירת העומר, with day after Pesach, right? והניף את העומר לפני השם, you take the עומר, the קורבן, before ריבונו של עולם, ממחורת השבת, it's day after Pesach. ועשיתם ביום הנפחם את העומר כבש תמים, so you're doing a korban in this day, ומנחתו שני עשרונים וכולי. I'm jump to פסוק תתוו, to 15. וספרתם לכם ממחורת השבת, מיום אביאכם את עומר התנופה, שבע שבתות תמימות תהיינה. Okay, so you have 7 weeks to count the עומר. From day after Pesach, you bring a korban, and you start to account. It's very nice. And by the way, you cannot eat from your wheat, right? Wheat, chita, I'm right? Nice, I like my English, yes. You cannot eat your wheat until you're done doing the korban. So the farmer came with all his stuff, okay? And until he didn't make the korbana omer, he cannot eat from all the stuff from everything in his farm. Okay? This was we doing day after Pesach. After we're doing the Leila Seder and all the nice stuff, we have to do in the korban. Otherwise, how can we have a bread? We cannot take nothing. עד ממחרת השבת השביעית, after 7 weeks, תספרו 50 יום, we need to count 15 days, ויקרבתם מנחה חדשה להשם, ממושבותיכם וכו'. Nice. Now, when we understand it, if you keep going to the next page, ויקרבתם על הלחם 7 כבשים, so now we have another korban. ועשיתם סעירים, each pasuk is a different korban. Why? I want to eat my wheat, I want to make a bread. Why I need to bring so many korbans? You come to the Kohen, tell me, look, listen, I like you, take a few bucks and let me eat for my own stuff. Another korban and another korban and another korban, it's the end. You see, Pasuk Yutet, ve'enif ha-kohen otam, ve'kraatem b'yom hazeh miklakol, so you have almost between 4 to 5 korbans to eat. And what I want to do, I want a bread. I don't want to forgive anything, nothing, just give it to eat. So the Ramban ask this question, and he says in the three lines, in the line number 3, ולכך הזכיר הקורבנות האלה בפרשה, כי הם בגלל המנחות שהם העיקר בחג הזה. Okay? וטעם מנחה חדשה, in the last line, שלא יובא בית השם מנחה עד שיביאו זאת, כמו שפרשו רבותינו, in page number 4. So, the Ramban want to tell us, we are start with the קורבנות. Before we start to eat, we need to know who is the one who gives us. We need to know. It's very similar to what? To Pidyon, to Mitzvat Pidyon. It's very similar to Mitzvat Mikra Bikurim. All the stuff that we start to doing by ourselves, we need to remember there is someone who gave it to us. That's why we're giving so many korbans. That's not the issue between me and the Kohen. I give him a few bucks and tell him, look, do me a favor, I want to eat something. No. The Kohen is the deliverer from God to remind us that all what we have in the farm, it's not from us. For sure, we need to work for this. But there is one who is the manager, who is the mentor. Who? Ribono Shel Olam. Labriut. Be'ivrit Labriut. So now, when we understand it, if you see in page number 4, we have a few questions about the account of the Omer. We understand why. Now we need to understand what we are doing. So the Ramban says something like this. First, Hatam, Shetziva Kadosh Baruch Hu Lisfor Et HaOmer. The reason why Ribono Shel Olam tell us to count the Omer, מפני שכל איש ישראל היה עסוק בקציר שלו, ולאחר בגרונו מפוזרים, וישכח עלייתם לרגל. Why we need to bring the Omer? So the Ramban, the Toldot Yitzchak told us, the people was in the farm. It's not like today. Daddy, where are you? You can send me WhatsApp, I can speak with you. In those days, it's not work like this. People went to the farm, they can be there a day or two or three or four, and they forgot, it's Pesach. You need to go to Jerusalem. So because of this reason, he says, what we need to do? We need to bring the Omer. We need to account. Because why? People come back from Pesach, right? And what's the next holiday? Shavuot. So we need to go back to Jerusalem. There is another mitzvah to go back to the Beit HaMikdash. And they don't have like calendar like we have today, right? You want to speak with me? I need to check in the calendar if I have time for you, right? Like this is work today. And if you don't have time in the calendar, so we need to find time in our calendar, right? In those days, there was no calendar. So they need to doing the account for themselves. And for people don't miss. That's why we have the Omer, we start the count. Day after Pesach, you know the day number 50 is Shavuot, so you need to know, come back to Jerusalem. This is the first time, this is the first reason why we count the Omer. The second reason, look at this mashal, it's amazing mashal, in the line number 2. במדרש, טעם אחר, משל לאחד שהיה חבוש בבית האסורים, וצעק על המלך להתירו, אמר המלך להתירו ולתת לו ביתו, והיה מונה והולך עד בוא הזמן, כך עשו ישראל בצאתם ממצרים. Huge mashal. Someone sits in the prison And the king tell him, I want you to marry with my daughter. So what's the person who sit in the prison doing? He start to count the day before he go out, right? But now we have a different question. If you're in the prison and he wants to count the day out, how do you need to count? 50, 49, 47, 46. How we count? 1, 2, 3. Good question. Answer afterwards. Let's put it aside for a minute, okay? And I want to show you the last reason. This is in the bottom of this page. In 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the down. לפיכך ציווה הקדוש ברוך הוא לספור ימים אלו, כדי שנזכור צער העולם, לשוב בפניו בתשובה שלמה, ולהתחנן לו לרחם עלינו שיהיו התבועות כתקנם. When we account the Omer, we think about who? About the farmers. Why? Because between Pesach to Shavuot, it's the time they go out and pick up all the wheat. And how can we be with them together? When we account. Once you account, you remember the guy who been in the farm. For sure, we speak about those days. People don't take the combine and drive. The people take it by themselves. It's very hard. So we have three reasons over here why we count the Omer. The first reason is what? Not forget Shavuot. The second reason is to know from Pesach we go to Shavuot. What we're going to do in Shavuot? We're going to marry with the Ribono Shel Olam. We get the Torah. It's a huge mashal. And the third reason is to remember that we have people outside in their farms and we want to share with them this time. We want to daven for them. We want them to be how much they can take the wheat because we want to have the parnasa. They want to work. They need the money. And if we think about these three reasons, what is the conclusion from this reason? The conclusion is that we think about those reasons, we don't think just about ourselves. We think about the other person. The person in the farm, the person we plan to go with him to Jerusalem, to the Beit HaMikdash. We think about Ribono Shel Olam who gave us, as a nation, the Torah. We don't think just about ourselves. Okay, now we understand why we count the Omer. But there is much more deep level about this account. Because why? We learn to account the Omer from a different account that we're doing. Shemitah and Yovel. Look in source in page number 5. In Sefer Vayikra, וידבר השם אל משה בהר סיני לאמור, דבר אל בני ישראל ואמרת עליהם, כי תבואו אל הארץ, once you go back to the land of Israel, פסוק ג' 6 שנים תזרע שדך, ושש שנים תזמור כרמך ואספת את תבואתך. So 6 years, what are you going to do? You need to work in your farm. ובשנה השביעית, שבת שבתון יהיה לארץ, שבת להשם, שדך לא תזרע וכרמך לא תזמור. Okay? So you have, in the 7 years, you cannot do nothing, right? You just need to give everyone who wants to come to your farm, you can come, you can take whatever he wants. Okay? And then all these psukim, פסוק ה', ו', ז', ח', so it's פיח, קצירך לא תזמור. All the stuff you cannot do during the שנת השמיטה. Look in פסוק number, in פסוק ח', in פסוק 8. וספרת לך 7 שבתות שנים, 7 שנים 7 פעמים, והיו לך 7 שבתות השנים, 49 שנה. So it's 7 times 7, it's 49, okay? And the years of 50 is שנת היובל. Right? It's 7 times 7, okay? I'm social, okay? I'm not good in math, but 7 times 7, and plus 1, it's 50, right? Nice. And what you are doing in the שנת היובל, in פסוק ט', ועברת שופר בחודש עד שביעי, בעשור לחודש, okay, so in Yom Kippur, in the year's number, in the 15 years, right? מה עושים? מעבירים שופר, you're blowing the shofar. Everybody needs to remember, this is the שנת היובל. וקידשתם את שנת ה-50 שנה, וקראתם דרור בארץ, everybody go to be free, okay, all the slaves, like a huge revolution in the state. Nice, so fun. יובל היא שנת ה-50, לא תזרעו ולא תקצרו, don't doing nothing. כי יובל היא קודש תהיה לכם, מן השדה תאכלו את תבואתה. Great. בשנת היובל תשובו איש אל אחוזתו. Everybody go back to his place. Okay. So what's the difference between the שמיטה and the יובל and the עומר? Because we account the עומר every year. There is a mitzvah about each one of us. Another few minutes I will show you what's the meaning of this mitzvah. and how we need to do it halachically. But if we learn the Omer from the Shemitah, okay, why we not account the Shemitah? Let's say it's something like this. I go now to Or Torah and I meet someone and I ask him, you have any idea how much years we left until the Shemitah? Until the Yovel? Until the... What do you tell me? I have no idea. By the way, if you ask me, I also have no idea. I think it's 4 years ago, it was the last Shemitah. I think because we live in Jerusalem and I think 4 years ago, right? Oh, this isn't one option.
Because they know the years that certain hashgachas do not bring,
Yes, it's right on the bottom of the bottle, right. But if you ask me, and I'm Israeli guy, and I know, like, nothing, I don't know, I have no idea, it's not my responsibility even. And I show you in the next source about the Chizkuni. וספרת לך שבע שנים, שבע שבתות שנים, לפי שאין כאן ספירה אחת, והיא בבית דין, ואין צריך לברך. We account the years for the Yovel, who accounted? It's the Beit Din. So you can go to the CRC and to ask the rabbi in the CRC. You have any idea when is the next Shemitah? Because this is his job. It's not our job. It's the Beit Din job. And that's why about the Shemitah in Yovel, we don't do it with bracha. We don't do it Baruch Atah Hashem. It's the end of the first year of the Shemitah. Nobody cares. You don't do it. Right? And you don't hold it in your mind. But the rabbi, okay, needs to go to the big rabbi of the Beit Din. He needs to know how many years it's from the last Shemitah, because you need to account until the Yovel. And this is the difference between the Shemitah in Yovel and the Sefirat HaOmer, the count of Zomer, because Shemitah and Yovel, it's chovat ziburit. It's a responsibility about the people who are in charge about everybody. But the count of the Omer, the responsibility of who? It's each one of us. That's why the mitzvah is each one of us. That's why we daven, and we account, and we're doing this with bracha. Okay? Let's keep going. In page number 7, you can see it's the same issue. Says Rav Bechor Yosef Shor. He says, "Vesafarta lecha mitzvah al beidin ispor al yovel." The yovel, who counts the beidin, not me. That's why I don't need to do it. And also, the Bartenura says, "Shabbatot shanim." He says, "Shmitot shanim yachol yaseh sheva shanim ratzufim, sheva shanim sheva peamim." And why 7 years? Mitzvah limnot ha-shmitot lemimne yom ha-mitzvah lemimne shvu elach iktiv shabbatot shanim. When you count 7 years, each year, another year, this is the mitzvah. You need to count to the year. You don't account for the days. This is the mitzvah of the Shemitah in Yovel. This is not like the count of them. Okay. So now I want to move to another level of the count of Zomer. It's the halachakli level. Okay? I want to ask a very interesting question. Let's say that I want to eat some cookie. Okay? So can I ask from someone from you, do me a favor, you're doing the bracha and I eat. I can do it?
No,
I cannot do it. Even I can tell you, please doing a kavana for me. It doesn't work. If I want to eat the cookie, I need to bend. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Borei Mineh Mezonot. Right? The only thing that I can ask someone who Yotzi Oti Yedei Chova, it's what? Challah.
Wine,
Kiddush, and Havdalah. And what else? Sefirat HaOmer. Let's say I forgot to account today. I forgot. Okay? I want to say something before, okay? When I was in the army in Israel, before where we have all these smartphones, and even though it needs to be closed for the whole day, because if it's open, it's a very big problem, okay? And you cannot remind to yourself how much it's today to the Omer. It's 23. You always confuse it. 21, 22, 23. And then you need to be a mathematician. Well, 22 is 3 weeks, and your mind is not in the account. So you get some thought sheets from the rabbi, and you put yourself sign. It's not like today. Today you have WhatsApp, you have reminder, you have email, you have the gabbai in the shul in the morning, you have the gabbai in the shul in Minche, and if you meet your friend, he can ask you, do you come today? Because if you come, it's a different level. I think today if I forgot, I'm lazy. Because it's not just a big deal to know how much today is the Omer. Even though I can tell you a secret. I have an email from Eretz Yisrael. And Eretz Yisrael has an account already. So I get the email in the noon. So I can see in the noon how much is going to be tonight. And if I forgot, I can tell to myself, okay, so today it's 27. So if I forgot, I'm really, I feel about myself. So in those days, it doesn't work like this. You need to hold in your mind. And when I learned the yeshiva, my Rosh Yeshiva also, he doesn't have smartphone. And every time he is the mechubad doing the account of the Omer, he just stands and they remember, it starts to account. I said, how can you remember every day? People hold in their mind how much they have for the Omer. But it is another of the lonely mitzvah that someone can do it for you. Because why? Because it's like this. You see in the Halacha Kli in Shulchan Aruch in page number 8, Im shachach levarech, if you forgot to account, levarech, בין ביום הראשון בין בשאר הימים סופר בשאר הימים ולא ברכה אבל אם הוא מסופק אם דילג יום אחד ולא דילג ישר בספור, יספור בשאר הימים עם ברכה let's say I forgot to account the Omer today so I have tomorrow the whole day right? and if I forgot until tomorrow in my rib I cannot account with ברכה I can account without ברכה nice, okay, makes sense but what I can do I can go to another person who say ברוך אתה השם אלוקנו מלך העולם שקד שלנו כתב וציוונו על ספירת העומר I tell him can you do me a favor? I'm listening to you and you can להוציא אותי ידיך הבית it's like קידוש why? so in קידוש everybody understand right? by the way there is some families they have a minhag that each one of the men doing קידוש for himself like the father is doing and then all the kids so you have 5 boys each one of the boys doing קידוש for himself so until you start eating you are starving until everybody finished it's a long time it can take but in Kiddush even in the shul you have the gabbai right he's doing Kiddush for everybody and then everybody go to it shouldn't right like it's working here in America in Israel it's a little bit different you know but in the, when you account the Omer someone can account for you if you forgot it's amazing because why because in the other mitzvot you need to take the responsibility to yourself but when you account the Omer someone can take the responsibility for you By the way, there is a machloket. If woman needs to account the Omer or not, you know this machloket? If it's mitzvat aseh shehazman grama or no. So the Sfaradim say it's mitzvat aseh shehazman grama, so the wife, my wife can account without bracha if she wants the Ashkenazim. The woman needs to account with the bracha. So what the woman can do if she forgot or if the man forgot? It's very nice. You can be in charge, one of each other. If I forgot, she can account for me, and if she forgot, I can account for her. It's very nice. Very nice responsibility we take one of each other. That's why the next source in the Mishnah Berurah, there is a machloket. Did the account for every day of Sfirat HaOmer is a mitzvah by himself, or every day in the account of the Omer, it's one long mitzvah from the first day until the end. Because if you say each one of the days is a different day, if you forgot yesterday, who cares? You can do a new one next day. But if it's a long day, so if you forgot yesterday, you have a problem with the mitzvah. Okay? This is a very nice hakira, but we don't go to get into this. What I want to show you is that in Sfirat HaOmer, you can take responsibility. You have a responsibility for one of each other. You can help to someone to account. And we don't see it in many, many mitzvahs. It's kind of milut chesed. To help one each other. And we see it exactly where? When we account of the Omer. Okay, I want to skip. Because I have a few ideas that I want to say. I wanted to skip with you to page number 11. So we spoke until now, what's the meaning of the Omer? Why we are doing it? We spoke a little bit about how we're supposed to do it. We spoke until now, how can we help one to each other? But now I want to tell you, I didn't read it inside, but I have it in page 11. Rabbi Cook, he was the first chief rabbi of Eretz Israel. He has huge, huge, deep thought about the Omer, about the account. And I'm going to say it, because if we start to read it, we're doing a mishmer, and this we are doing in Shavuot, not now. Rabbi Cook tells us a very big yisod that everybody who sits here, I'm very happy that I have the honor to tell you this yisod, because when I learned in the yeshiva, we spoke about it a lot. And this is, for me, it's huge Torah Eretz Yisrael that I can share with you right now. Rabbi Cook says that the Korban of the Omer, was that we spoke about it in the start of our shiur, we are bring it, when we bring it, from what? From barley. If you see the psukim over there, the Korban is made from barley. Who eat barley?
Ants.
Barley. Barley. I said it good? Barley. Yes? Barley. Like American. I practiced on this before the show, you know? I find the word and I practice. So cows eat barley, not me. We start the account with the Korban for the animals. And when we end in Shavuos, we bring a Korban from what? From wheat. We have a long process from to be behema, kind of, to finish to be man, person, a human being. Rabbi Koch tell us that the process we've been doing for the 49 days, it's a deep process that we're doing each one of us with ourselves, and also with our friends, we take a responsibility. We are not the cows, each one of them in charge most of the about herself. We are a nation, we are a community, we care. That's why we remind ourselves before, because once we can start to eat, okay, what's that Korban doing? He helped us, give us the permission to start eating, right? And this is everyone who lives in land in different ways needs to eat. But we cannot stay in this level. We have to start and to be human. And then why? We get the Torah. The Torah told us what to do. This is a big, deep level of Rabbi Cook. And he gives this explanation why we count the Omer and why we bring the Korbanos like this. Because we need to do the process. Each one of us need to do the process. We don't want to stay behemoth. We want to be Bnei Adam. This is our goal. We need to take care of each other. We want to be part of the community. We want to take care one of each other and take responsibility one of each other. That's why when we count the Omer, we can help the people next to us to account. This is the goal. That's why we account between Pesach and until we get to Shavuot. This is a huge idea of Rabbi Cook, who gave us the explanation why we're doing Korban like this and why we're doing Korban like this and what's the issue between all those Korban. But still, we like this idea. But if we want to try to understand what happens in those days, and this week Be'ezrat Hashem is going to be Lag Ba'Omer, I want to share with you this amazing source in page 12. Rabbi Akiva Omer, למד תורה בילדותו, if you learn Torah when he was a child, ילמד תורה בזקנותו, when he's going to be old. היו לו תלמידים בילדותו, היו לו תלמידים בזקנותו, you have a student when he was young, you have a student when you be עוד בעזרת השם, שנאמר בבוקר זרע את כרמך, אמרו 12,000 זוגים תלמידים היו לו לרבי עקיבא, I have 12,000 students, right? מגבד ולנטיפס, all over of Israel. וכולם מתו בפרק אחד, מפני שלא נאהבו כבוד זה בזה, והיה עולם שמם, they don't give respect to one of each other, and all of them was תלמידי חכמים. They don't like, you know, simple people. They was the biggest תלמידי חכמים in this generation, in those generations. And they don't have a respect one to each other. And when they pass away, in these days, why? What is these days? This is the days of the responsibility. This is the days of the respect one of the each other. And they did exactly the opposite. והיה עולם שמם, עד שבא רבי עקיבא אצל רבותיו שבדרום, ושנה להם, so he have 5 students who left. 5, only 5. And all of them was תלמידי חכמים. But in those days, if you don't have respect one of each other, your Torah doesn't work so much. This is a huge limit for us. And that's why in Lag Ba'Omer we are celebration. So we are celebration because then they start to build the Torah again. What is to build the Torah again? It's Derech Eretz, Kadma LeTorah. You need to take a responsibility. You need to be have a respect one to each other. Looking at page 13, the Maharsha on this Gemara give us more explanation what's happened in those days. מפני שלא נהגו כבוד זה בזה, ולא חש כל אחד מהם על כבוד תורה של חברו, דן כבוד אל התורה. There is a question, how did they die? They have some, they need a lot of doctors probably in those days. But they don't have a respect one of each other, so they die from askara. Askara is one of, it's a bad way to die, let's say it's like this. It's a really bad, but Chazal teach us. When you get askara, when you get this disease, when you speak Lashon Hara. Why? Because once you say Lashon Hara, it means you don't care about your friends. You don't care about him, so you speak bad thing about him. You doesn't take responsibility about him, because if you take responsibility, you need to speak with him and tell him, look, we need to figure it out what's to do. So what you're doing instead of this, you go to the other person and speak Lashon Hara about your friends. This is so evil. As we know, yes.
How is it that Rabbi Akiva,
yeah,
who was so brilliant, did not see that all of his students were so disrespectful to each other?
So first of all, you have 12,000 students. So with so many students, first of all. Second of all, I don't know if he doesn't see. It doesn't mean that he can't do something. Probably very hard. I don't know in those days. It's not like today. Let's say I have 12,000 students. And they're doing some problems, you send WhatsApp to everybody, like 5 minutes, everybody knows exactly what you're thinking, right? But in those days, you have students all over the country, okay? And by the way, Chazal told us, Ribono Shel Olam metakdek im tzadikim kechut ha-seara, because once the tzadik doing something bad, it's much more problematic from a simple person like me. So I don't have a good answer for these questions, but still, they are Talmidei Chachamim, and they don't have respect one to each other in those days. Okay? So what is Lashon Hara? Lashon Hara is exactly the opposite from respect. It's exactly the opposite from take responsibility one of each other. You cannot build a community with Lashon Hara. You cannot. That's why Miriam gets the Tzarat. She speaks Lashon Hara. And they take her out from the state, from the nation, from the people, from whatever you want. So now I want to tell you, after I speak so much time, what is the connection to the nation of Israel? What is a nation? A nation is a group of people. They have a huge goal. Okay, our goal is Shibaneh Bet HaMikdash B'mehra B'yameinu. And we're working for this, right? It's our goal. What happened in 1948? It's too much for me. What happened in this day? Except from the war against all the Arabs, we start to take responsibility about us as a nation. And if people don't have respect one of each other, we cannot build the state. We cannot. Let's take a small phase. Let's take the community. This community can be, if there is no responsibility one of each other, the answer is no. The answer is no. So how can you build a state? One of them come from the Holocaust. One of them come from Baghdad. My grandfather came from Baghdad. My other grandmother, my father came from Polish. People came from the Holocaust. People from the United States. If you don't take responsibility and you don't have a good connection one of each other, you cannot build a state. And it exactly will be the opposite. If you speak Lashon Hara, one of each other, and if Chas V'Shalom doing like Talmidei Rabbi Akiva doing, it's a disaster. You cannot doing nothing. And think about it, in 1948, how the nations came up with the war? There is a lot of story about people who come from the Holocaust, and what's the first thing that they're doing when they came to Israel? Get a gun and go. By the way, there is a few guys who died in this war in 1948, and they have no family. All the family was killed in the Holocaust, and they killed in the war, and like, they call lowly soldiers, but lowly soldiers like per excellence lowly soldiers. So they have nobody from America who sent nothing. Like nothing. There's a story about a few guys like this. But we take responsibility on them. By the way, it's happened until today. That's why I think the state of Israel and the land of Israel looks like she looks. For sure, I cannot agree with you, you cannot agree with me, because you know it's three Jewish, four Shuls, there's a joke. Everything is okay, but we are together. This is, we are as a nation. How, like this we are working. This is our goal. And if we don't like working like this, our state is, I believe we can say, it's a very nice nation, but it doesn't work. That's why, by the way, the Jewish always survive the communities, right? Last 2,000 years. Okay, I don't learn history, but if you see the history, you see that the Jewish save their language, save their minhagim, save their masoret, because there was a community. We have a responsibility one of each other. So it's okay, it's true. Today it's much more easier from one hand to be part of the community, because the connection is much more easier today. And everybody says that today everybody is a big community, because with all the internet and all this stuff, you can speak with everybody anytime. But still, it's not good enough. And I tell you why. The last source that I gave you, it's the base of what Tzva Hagana Lisrael, the IDF, built on. Okay? So a few people sit and wrote what is the main goal of the army in Israel. So the number two is achrayut, responsibility. Okay? It's for sure, Chaye Adam, the life. Okay? It's number two, number five, number four. All this issue of Tzahal, okay? I was in the army, and when you get into the army, you need to learn it. You need to know exactly what they expect from you. So they expect you to take responsibility about your friend, they expect you to be honest, they expect you to be, to show how you act, everybody needs to see you because you're a soldier now, you need to don't shoot like a crazy guy, all the normal stuff, but because you are part of the IDF. The IDF in Israel, you don't think just about yourself. Once you get inside the army, how we said in my yeshiva, you start to be a private guy, you start to be a nation guy. A guy for the nation. Okay, if someone hurt you, it doesn't hurt me as Adir Shafir. It's hurt in all the people in Israel. That's why if you have a soldier that the Hezbollah take him or the Hamas take him, all of us have a responsibility on him. And we say in our davening, we want him to come back. And we need to walk and to daven for do whatever we can for this. Because the sentence of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Lazeh, it is not just, it's a nice sticker. It's true. And that's why the land of Israel, maybe, I give a svara, maybe, our nation came up in those days. Maybe, if we continue in this thought, Yom Yerushalayim, what is Yerushalayim? Yerushalayim, he ir shechubra la yachdav, together. We need to understand, we cannot do nothing by ourselves. It's very nice that we are a good and strong people, but we need the community. Sometimes the community is a little bit, you don't want to be here, you don't want to be there. And as we know, people need to have the community, because we are friendly people, when we like to speak with the people, it's normal. Rabbi Cook says in one of his essays, the person needs to have a friend. If he doesn't have a friend, he can be crazy. So Rabbi Cook wasn't a psychologist, but he knows what he says. He knows what he says. Also as a nation. But you cannot live, you cannot hold yourself without the responsibility one of each other. And this is our work. This is what we're trying to do in Sefirat HaOmer. That's why we teach our children in those days to speak more good stuff, to doing more mitzvot, when you come to Sefirat HaOmer, when you come to Lag BaOmer, to prepare ourselves לכבוד מתן תורה before we get the Torah. This is our goal, this is our rule in those days. So I just want to conclude. Okay? So we start with what? We start with the issue about what is Sefirat HaOmer and why we are doing the Omer. We spoke about the farmers. We spoke about not forget. We spoke about to think about the farmer outside in those days. We spoke about the goal of how we count the Omer. And what's the difference between the count of the Omer and the count of Shemitah and Yovel. We learn the Omer from Shemitah and Yovel, but Shemitah and Yovel is the responsibility of the Beis Din, and the count of the Omer is the responsibility about each one of us. We spoke about halachically, Sefirat HaOmer, count of the Omer, you can account for you. I can account for you. You can account for me if I forgot. Okay? It's a very unique mitzvah. We spoke about the meaning of these times. We spoke about the barley and the wheat. This is the big yesod of Rabbi Cook. We start with Lichora like Behema, but we finish as a human. We get in the Torah. We spoke about the responsibilities that we have one of each other. We spoke about community. If you don't take responsibility about your friends, what you can do, chas v'shalom, to speak lashon hara. Who did it? The student of Rabbi Akiva. That's why they pass away. They die. And when you come to have a new nation, you have a new land in Eretz Israel, what we are doing? Exactly the opposite. We take responsibility one of each other. We don't need to speak lashon hara one of each other. This is exactly these days. Exactly those days. And in those days, we have Yom Ha'atzmaut. And Be'ezrat Hashem, we have also in those days, Yom Yerushalayim. Thank you very much. Good evening.